Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Get up! And nothing gets me
down. You got it tough! Welcome back. It's 23 after Little Van Halen bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. And we're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out and use it to your advantage. We update it every single day. Jim Copeland is our guest. He's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, director of the Center for Policy for Legal Policy at the Manhattan Institute. And he's the guy we turn to when we're trying to find out. One of the things he helps us with is when we're trying to find out what the unions are up to with their influence, which I think is disproportionate with their contribution. And especially in the area of politics, but especially, as we talked about that in the last segment, this segment, I want to get Jim to give us a report on how the unions are influencing corporate governance through proxy voting through their union pension funds ownership of shares of these publicly traded companies. Jim, how did I do?
You did great, and it's something that's been getting a lot of increased attention. All the major newspapers have been writing about it this year. We saw in the Washington Post, their columnist Harold Meyerson said, "Well, this is the way unions are getting traction. They're losing membership. The public sector unions are losing to folks like Scott Walker, but hey, they own all this stock in the companies through their pension funds, and this is the way they can actually change the way corporations behave by using these shares to influence management." And so we've been studying that through our Proxy Monitor project, and we found out that there's a heck of a lot of evidence to show that's exactly what they're doing. They're not only among the biggest players in this process. Over one-third of all shareholder proposals have been backed by labor union pension funds, and the New York City and state funds, the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, AFSCME, and the AFL-CIO are the big backers of.
So
a lot
it's
of
not
these
it's not just it's not just trade union issues or activity. It's also public sector activity.
It's the public sector unions that are the biggest players.
They got the most money, don't they?
They've got the most money. They don't have the flagging membership. And what's interesting here is, you and I, if we own stock in a company, we can vote our shares however we want to do. It's our right as shareholders. Mm-hmm. If you are managing an employee pension fund, that's not exactly the case.
Right.
Under federal law, under the Employee Retirement Income Security Act, ERISA, these employee pension funds have specific rules for what they're supposed to be doing because they're trying to protect the benefit of all these people that rely on the pensions, right? A lot of retired people rely on these pensions. They're not supposed to be able to do whatever they want with the money, and they're supposed to be acting only to increase share value. Well, when we start looking at actually how they're behaving, there's a lot of reason to suggest they may not be doing that, and it's not just us. The Office of the Inspector General of the Department of Labor under the Obama administration raised this question. The D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals raised this question, and we've been testing this statistically, and lo and behold, it looks like the industries and companies being targeted by these proposals tend to be those that are under publicly announced union organizing campaign, particularly in the financial and retail sector.
In other words, the unions are targeting those industries to become unionized, and so they're putting this pressure on them through their proxy process.
Exactly. And then the other thing you see is related to what we were talking about in the last segment, the political activity. They particularly target companies that have taken political positions they disagree with. So when you look at the company that got the most shareholder proposals this year in the Fortune 200, Abbott Labs, six of the eight proposals in the healthcare sector all went to Abbott Labs that were backed by labor union pension funds. And what do we notice about Abbott Labs? Well, their CEO has been very public in supporting union reforms in Wisconsin with Scott Walker and in Illinois.
So this is targeting him. This is revenge. This is reprisal, isn't it?
Well, it's certainly certainly seems like it could be, because it's not a function of the share price of Abbott Lab,
right,
which outperformed almost all of its industry peers,
right.
GlaxoSmithKline, Merck, Novartis. The only company that's a peer company of Abbott Labs that did better in the prior year in its stock performance was Pfizer. So it's not as if this company has been a laggard in share price performance.
I want to ask you a question. If these union pension funds fail, aren't the members going to look to the government to bail them out? I've forgotten the name of the federal organization that picks up the tab if the pension fund fails. That's right. Am I right about that?
Well, yeah. Ultimately, it's going to fall to the taxpayers.
Through.
It depends somewhat on whether it's public or private. The public funds are explicitly going to be falling on the taxpayers.
My point is,
those guys got bailed out. Right?
But my point is if they're spending this money on these political campaigns, basically, whether it's politics or corporate, when they're spending this money, that money is being used, and one day the pension could be in trouble, and you and I are going to have to bail them out, including paying for that money that they spent.
That's right. And frankly, I think all of these funds, particularly the public sector funds, where we have some control over how they
right.
do it, because these are folks working for the government,
right.
they ought to be in the equivalent of 401k types of
right.
plans.
Right.
The way most
where
of
you, where
you
got where
the,
the you, where the individual has more control over them. Give us the website quickly, Jim. Very quickly.
For this, it's proxymonitor.org.
Proxymonitor.org.
Broad questions. Pointoflaw.com.
Thanks, Jim. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.